In the physical therapy room at Marquis, a long-term care facility in Springfield, a 78-year-old man is pedaling a modified stationary bicycle.
So which one would you choose?
How are you?
Okay.
Chuck is recovering from a hip fracture. His wife died recently, and he moved into a retirement community. He says he's anxious to get out of here.
I got a brand new room over at Garden Way with a brand new bed and a whole bunch of really nice people. I want to get back over there.
Marquis has sections for long-term residents and for acute care cases like Chuck's, injuries or illness. Chuck says things are going to be different once he gets home because of his injury.
It scared the devil out of me. I got to thinking, what in the heck am I going to do? I can't do all these things by myself. So obviously I can't. I'm going to have to hire some help for a while. But they have taught me how to put my pants on, how to put socks on.
As the aging population grows, more people will be in Chuck's situation, needing help. This means jobs for the younger generation. Lane Community College instructor Denise Miller is here at Marquis with her nursing students. She says in the coming years, the healthcare industry will be hiring.
The need for nurses, caregivers, other healthcare disciplines are going to be necessary. We're going to need people who are very focused in gerontology and have a lot of skill with that. In the same way in the acute care setting, because there's just going to be so many of us, you know, I'm one of them.
According to the latest census numbers, 40 million people are currently age 65 or older. By 2025, it projects upwards of 64 million. Nursing student Don Davis is hoping he'll find a job once he graduates in 2 years. The 43-year-old never finished high school and has worked construction most of his life.
Even though I enjoy building, I felt like construction was sucking the life force out of me. It wasn't fulfilling.
Davis says when he was younger, he cared for an elderly woman for a few years. That stayed with him.
She gave me quite a bit with her life experience. And I, as a young kid, I was 18 to 21, somewhere in there, was able to give her some of my life experiences. I took her to her first concert, took her to see Aerosmith. So it was awesome. And I told her that if anybody asked, just tell them that she was Joe Perry's grandmother.
In order to get into Lane's nursing program, Davis was advised to get his BA. He did, in psychology from the University of Oregon. He says the nursing program is not easy. It's a lot of studying, and getting straight A's is required.
That's what dictates whether or not we stay in here or not. You know, we have to keep our GPA to a certain level.
Even though the healthcare industry hasn't suffered as much in this recession, there aren't a lot of jobs currently available. Tricia Tolley is the nursing program coordinator at Lane. She says it used to be that nurses could get a job right after graduation. Now it can take months. Or graduates have to relocate.
If you look at the trends, it won't take long. And I think the other thing is what we're seeing is the nurses aging.
Tolley says many older nurses have stayed in their posts because of the economy, but they can't keep working forever. Nursing isn't the only area that will likely see demand. Most people don't want to spend their last days at a long-term care facility. The AARP says 86% of their members would prefer to be home.
We do get a fair number of people looking for in-home care.
Marie Iverson is with Lane County's Aging and Disability Resource Connection. The agency connects seniors and people with disabilities with resources in the community. Iverson says in-home caregivers do things like cooking and cleaning.
Anything that you might need to do for yourself in your own home, a home care worker is a person who can help you with those things.
Home care workers don't need a nursing degree. Medicare covers the cost to some extent, and Oregon currently offers a pay subsidy to home care workers. But with budget cuts, that funding could go away.
Two of spades.
Back at Marquis in Springfield, a group of residents is playing bingo in the dining room.
Five.
Those here for the long term have decorated the walls of Marquis with old photos and mementos. It's an effort to make the facility feel more homey. Director of Nursing Valerie Elder says she's one of the boomers.
My age group, or as we get older and we look to retirement, then I think that the demand's going to be facilities that cater more to what these baby boomer people want. And more demand on nursing to be specialized in this age group.
Elder says nursing students should look to gerontology as a career.
And we do hire some of these students. All my nurses can't be new graduates, but people in facilities like this that are employed here can go far.
Nursing pays relatively well. The Oregon Employment Department reports average pay for an RN is upwards of $70,000 a year. It's also one of the fastest growing industries in Oregon, with 22% projected growth by 2018. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald.